Good morning and welcome to Dispensational Grace Bible, Dispensational Bible Church. This is a wonderful day that we have sunshine out there. We have another day of grace. And knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is still Lord and that He's Savior of all for those who believe. And for the ones that don't believe, you know that the Lord Jesus Christ, or you should know the Lord Jesus Christ, is still Lord and God, and our hope is that you will know that Christ Jesus died for your sins and buried and rose again, and by doing that and trusting that alone, He saves you, He seals you, He sets you apart, and then you are here until He takes us out of here. But we at Dispensational Bible Church, we study the whole Bible, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, the Bible's own way, 2 Timothy 2:15, and what that means is all the Bible's for us, but not all the Bible's to you. And as we look at some things today, and when we get to it shortly, we're walking through the Bible. But until then, prayer requests and praise items. I know many of us has been under the weather a little bit. It is flu season. People's getting sinuses, headaches. In fact, I had one Tuesday, and I just took Alka-Seltzer cold medicine and curled up in bed. I stayed for 18, 19, 24 hours, woke up feeling like a champion. But it is that time of year, and I know what you're going through, and some of you are even got it worse than others, but we know that you know what to do, and hopefully you'll take care of it. We thank you for tuning in today, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Roku, Apple TV, through the Boxcast app, which is a wonderful thing that we're finding out that it's going out. This message is going out through all the world and on our website, www.dispensationalbiblechurch.org. You can go there and you can watch it. So we have many platforms that this message of grace can go out. Once again, it's not about me. It's about the Word of God, rightly divided, in the dispensation of grace, and our objective is to teach you what the Bible says. I know that for 25 plus years, we've been in the Bible, studying the Bible, and as other preachers have helped us, we're helping other people. And our goal is to establish you in the Word of God so you'll be able to stand in this dark world. You know, you've heard terminology, dark winter and stuff like that. It's been winter for some time, as far as the Christian point of view, and it seems like it's not getting any lighter, but you got to make a stand. And it's best to stand now, people, than try to stand up when you're needed. So the Bible says stand and withstand. If you withstand, you're already standing. So my encouragement to you is to get in the Word of God, study it, stand on it, know that it's real, know it's infallible in the King James Bible, and know that God is who He says He is. You know, one thing God cannot do, He cannot lie. You know, we can lie all day long, man can, and man has, but God cannot lie. And, you know, the promises and the covenants and the blessings and all, you'll see through as you study the Bible that the covenants is Israel's, the blessings is Israel's, but also in the dispensation of grace where we're at today, we have some blessings that we have all spiritual blessings right now, you know, and we're made to sit in heavenly places. So spiritually, we're already there. Physically, we're still in this, you know, world. We're grinding things out, and you work out your salvation with much fear and trembling. That's not that you're going to lose it. It's the fact that salvation is deliverance. You're going to work your way through this evil world until the Lord takes you out of here. Amen? So think about our prayer requests. Think about our ministry here. We are in Cambridge, Ohio, the southeastern part of the state, which there is not a Grace Church. So if you want to help us get the word out, we'd greatly appreciate it. We have room here to expand. And also, I know that people still not traveling that much, but we are thankful that we have the internet. And until they shut that off or whatever, we'll get the word out and we'll continue to be who we are. Let's go to word prayer. Father, once again, thank you for the day. Thank you for the things you've given us. And as we think about what we're doing here today, that it's not so much just us, but it's what you are working through the body of Christ. And Lord, just give us strength to relax and in this dark world and just be able just to understand who we are and not take it for granted for who we are, but to help a dark world come to the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now I'm going to close up this chart right here, and we'll get back to it later, because where we're at in lesson 7, we're in lesson 7 and through the Bible, and we're using Through the Bible by Richard Jordan. He's the president of Grace School of the Bible. I went to his school and graduated in 2004, a few years back, and we've been going on ever since. But Through the Bible is actually a great way to understand your Bible, but it's also going to be a prelude to what we're going to do when we study the fundamentals of dispensationalism. And so we're hitting some highlights, and when we go through fundamentals of dispensationalism, we hope that you'll be able to grab a hold of it and understand it even more. Now, some of you may be tuning in for the first time, and it may be a little strange to you about what we're studying. But we're study Bible, okay? We're going to give you Bible. We're not going to give you programs or fill your head with smoke and mirrors type of thing. You had enough of that in your religious system, okay? A lot of people I talk to has been beaten up by the law program and beaten up by programs and denominations to where they don't really want to believe this. But your conscience in you, everybody has a God conscience, and that God conscience is looking and searching for God, okay? I don't think you ever lose that. Now, you can deny, and it builds a callus over your heart, but that conscience God gives you is looking for. And a lot of people I talk to and see it, that they want to know what God is doing today. And so they remember as a child as what they was taught, and they remember as adult what they're taught, and they remember what Aunt Jean or Lucy or whatever told them, and they remember what they're, the quoting Bible. But every promise in the Bible is not to you, okay? And I hope you understand this. And this is lesson 7. So there's 6 lessons before this that you can go on our YouTube channel or on our website and listen to this. But by encouraging you to consider what we're saying or what God is saying as we go through the Bible. Now, where we're at right now, we walked through Genesis through Malachi, last several lessons. Now we're in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the theme of Matthew through John is they're still in times past. And if you know what we talk about times past, but now in ages to come, many people think that that just because you went from Malachi over to Matthew in your Bible, that it went from Old Testament to New Testament. We're going to see some things about that. And you may believe that, you may not. I know that man has put those words in here, and we talked about that last lesson. But the middle wall partition that God himself erected between the nation Israel and the Gentiles is still up in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That wall, here's Israel up here, Gentiles are down here, and there's a wall, a middle wall partition, right there between them, and it's still up. But once again, like I said before, I know what it says in your Bible. It says the New Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ, somebody says, between Matthew and Malachi. God didn't put that there. Man put that there. So when we read, and we read last lesson about Hebrews 9, 16 and 17, it says, "For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of a testator. For a testament is the force after man are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth." So was the Lord Jesus Christ walking around in the first part of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Yes, he was. He did not die yet. So his testament is not a testator yet. The death of the testator is not a testament, if I said that correctly. He died in the last chapter of Matthew. the last chapter Luke, the last chapter Mark, and the last two chapters of John. So they're still living in the Old Testament. So turn to Matthew chapter 10. Let's go to some verses. Matthew chapter 10. We got a lot of verses to cover today. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. These 12 Jesus set forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So what the Lord was telling the 12, he's walking here, he told them not to go where? In the way of the Gentiles. Okay? The wall's still up, same as it was in the Old Testament. What is Matthew chapter 15? Matthew chapter 15. There's a lot we can say about this, but we're going to go rapidly. Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Again, five chapters later in Matthew, he's still saying, Lord Jesus Christ is still saying, I am not sent but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Israel's lost up here, okay? The Gentiles are still down here. They're ever lost. John chapter 4. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 4. I forgot to turn the heat on down here a little bit. My hands are a little cold. Matthew chapter 24. Excuse me. John chapter 4, verse 22. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship. This is Lord Jesus Christ talking. Salvation is of the Jews. Romans chapter 15. What does Apostle Paul write about the Lord Jesus Christ in Romans chapter 15, verse 8? Now I say that Jesus Christ was, not were, not has become, was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. So the Lord Jesus Christ, that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the middle wall partition is still up. And go be turning to Matthew chapter 5. They were still under the law of Moses. That law was not given up. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 through 24. Think not that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy it, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall not no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall know in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. That's a performance system there. And ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembrance that thou brother have aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. That's the law back here. They're still under the law. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. Matthew, Mark. Mark chapter 1, verse 44. And saith unto them, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Matthew chapter 23, verse 2. Saying the scribes and the Pharisees sit in the Moses seat, all therefore whatsoever thou bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. See, they're sitting on Moses' seat, and they're supposed to be telling what Moses is doing. Hebrews chapter 9, 17, we just read that about death of a testator. They're still into that Old Testament thing. They're still under the law of Moses. Another thing you got to think about in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, salvation was to still through Israel. You could not, Gentile back here, you and I, Gentiles, could not go and bypass the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in times past. Go to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. Verse 24. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into the house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter was had unclean spirits, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him and that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Now, she's a Greek. She's a Gentile. Okay? She knowed who Jesus Christ was. Keep reading. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it into the dogs. The Lord Jesus Christ just said to the Gentiles and called them what? Dogs. But he's also said his children must be fed first. They have to be filled with what God, Lord Jesus Christ, has given the nation Israel so they were able to feed other people. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for thou sayest, going thy way, the devil is gone out of the daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and the daughter lay upon her bed. That's the same thing as Matthew 15, and it goes in a little bit more detail. But she knew who she was down here. She positioned herself under Israel. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to your house, for as much also as he is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. There's a difference there. Okay, there's a difference between that woman down here having to go up through Israel and that man right there is a son, also the son of Abraham. You see that? He went straight to Abraham, remember? I'm not sent but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So you have to remember those things. Look at John 3:16. Everybody knows what John 3:16 says, right? Get John 3:16 and get Matthew chapter 10. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, we read it a few minutes ago. These 12 Jesus sent forth, commanded them, saying, go not in the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. For God so loved the world, do not go. For God so loved the world, do not go. What does Matthew chapter 15 say? Matthew 15, verse 24. We just read it a few minutes ago. But he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Do not go, but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. By the way, in John chapter 3, verse 16, have you ever read the first 15 verses of that chapter before you get there? Nicodemus is there. Nicodemus is a ruler. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes Nicodemus because he should have known about the baptism and about salvation to Israel. Okay? He should have known that ye must be born again. He's talking to the nation Israel. They had to be born again over here to enter the kingdom because they was first born over here, and what they went through here, they defiled themselves. And God so loved the world. What world did God create for that world's people? God so loved Israel that he gave his only begotten Son. Okay? And now the world's supposed to go up through Israel at this time. We know not that to be true today. Better get back to my place here. We know that, wait a minute. Sorry about that. John chapter 4. We may touch on that a little bit, but John chapter 4, verse 22. I think we read that a few minutes ago. Verse 22, we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. What does John chapter 4, verse 41 say? And many more believe because of his own word. So here's what salvation is going through the Jews in times past. And this is, how do you explain this, by the way? Think about that. How do you explain that in times past, Jesus Christ, the God Almighty, his salvation was through the nation Israel? The answer is, it's a dispensational one, and it's found in the covenant of Abraham. And we already talked about in Genesis chapter 12, verses 3 and 4, and Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 18, and the fact that God through Abraham and his seed is going to be blessed. I bless you who bless you, I curse you who curse you. There's people today who are still trying to bless Abraham, descendant of the circumcision, to get the blessings of God. When God has told us over and over and over, he told us through Peter, he told us through Paul, that God is not a respecter of persons. So why would God respect today in a dispensation of grace? And we'll get to that in a little bit. The fact that he has risen up one group of people over everybody else. Well, in time past, he did. So that's very, very important. We know that. And the scriptures has long predicted that salvation was to go through to the Gentiles through redeemed Israel. This top line up here once again represents the true nation Israel. But if you can imagine another line down here, apostate Israel, that's following the gods of this world, that's following the kings of this world, they're not following the Lord Jesus Christ. That's when the Lord Jesus Christ, when he showed up at the right time, they as a nation did not recognize him. Now you know there's individual people recognized who Jesus Christ was. There's people today understands who Jesus Christ really is, that he's in royal exile, okay? And that's where he's at, and we're in the dispensation of grace. We're the light of this world. But Isaiah chapter 60, we went through this before, but in case you've forgotten, Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now who is Isaiah talking to and writing to? He's writing to Israel. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall shine upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of the rising. There's going to be a time over here. There should have been a time over there. There's going to be a time over here in ages to come that Israel is going to be sitting on a throne, and the brightness is going to be there, and the world's going to see it, and the Gentiles is going to it. Zechariah chapter 8. Zechariah chapter 8. Haggai, Zechariah chapter 8. Verse 20. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that thou shalt come a people, and in the inhabitants of many cities. We went over this verse time and time again, the last several lessons. And the inhabitants of one city shall go into another, saying, let us speedily to pray before the Lord and seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all the languages of the nations, even shall take hold of a skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Do they do that today? Do you do that today? As all the nations in the earth grab a hold of a skirt of a Jew and walk into the kingdom because God's with them? No. We're in a dispensation of God. Grace, God is not forming a nation. He's forming a body. And so that's all been prophesied, that the Gentiles will go to Jerusalem, not Jerusalem, but to get to God through the nation Israel. And this is the reason Christ confirmed his earthly ministry. Go to Romans chapter 8. See what Paul says about this. We just read one verse out of that. Romans chapter 15. Excuse me. Romans chapter 15. Verse 8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. Now who is his people? Israel. Okay? And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise in the reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. So that's why when Lord Jesus Christ come on this earthly ministry to Israel, not to everybody else, to Israel, And salvation and blessings was to go to the world through Israel. In fact, that's what John 3:16 was talking about, was a rebuke for Israel for actually hindering the sending of salvation to the world by their own unbelief. For God so loved the world. Hey, I loved you, Israel, and through Israel, salvation was to come to God Almighty, that He sent His Son. That didn't happen. What did they say? We have no king but Caesar. And what are they preaching here in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? What we're transitioning to, and we're going to get ready, remember that word, by the way, to that. But the thing is, they were preaching the gospel of the kingdom. There's several gospels out there, guys. Many gospels out there. What is Matthew chapter 4? Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee. Jesus went about all Galilee in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdoms and healing all manners of sickness and all manners of disease among the people. All. Now, I'm pretty sure that the Greek word all means all in English and vice versa. All manners of disease. Listen, when God touched you, He made you whole. You didn't walk around and take 14 chemotherapy treatments and pills the rest of your life. You're made whole to walk in that kingdom. You're not going to walk in that kingdom half whole. Okay? If you cut your hand off and walk in the kingdom, guess what God's going to do for you? He's going to put a hand back on there. You're going to be made whole. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. I know that upsets a lot of people, but that's the God who I serve. Verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verse 14. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for the witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. He's preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now, four things we learn about the times past that are still true during the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. One, Israel is still God's chosen nation on the earth. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. First part of Acts. Still, the law of Moses is still in operation. We said this time and time again. They try to trick the Lord Jesus Christ. And they said, you know, about divorce or whatever it was. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, what did Moses tell you to do? See, Jesus Christ didn't go against the law of Moses. We read that a little while. He got him to fulfill the law. We'll look at that in a little bit. Gentile salvation was still only available through Israel. And the goal is still to establish the earthly kingdom promised and prophesied in scriptures. Remember, Davidic kingdom, a literal physical kingdom is going to sit on this earth in Jerusalem. Not a spiritual. Look out your window and there's your Jerusalem. No. Okay? It's going to be a literal physical kingdom on this earth. Now, with that being said, there's a new phase of Israel's program had begun. You know, the New Testament, like the Old Testament, begins with a very interesting verse. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Very, very interesting how this is being given to us through the Word of God. Matthew chapter Matthew is the 40th book of the Bible. Genesis, all the way over here, Matthew is 40th book. Now, what do you know about the number 40? Number 40 is probation. They went through a probation period. 40 years in the desert, 40 years, that type of thing, 40 days. It is the first book of the New Testament, so-called, yet you're still in times past. So what do we think about that? It's a transitional book. We spent years, I think at least almost 2 years, in the book of Matthew. And I think you can find them all on our website, audio. And Matthew is a transitional book about a kingdom over here. It's the 14th occurrence of the book of generations. 13 previous, which is number 13, is number rebellion. And now the final 14th, a final completed different one. And that's what Genesis 5, chapter 5, verse 1 talks about the generations of Adam. Okay, when he was in the garden, all that. And then Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 28 is the restoration of that position. He told him to go out and replenish the earth and have dominion over that. And this is what this is coming to true, that the God, Jesus Christ in the flesh, is on this earth to restore the kingdom once again. And it's a long prophesied kingdom was now at hand. Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mark chapter 1. Matthew, Mark. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. You remember when many of you may not have tuned in then, but we went through the book of Daniel, just finished the book of Daniel. Fascinating book. Go to Daniel chapter 9 right quick. So what I'm trying to say is, when Jesus Christ was on this earth, he preached a kingdom at hand. It wasn't offered. It was at hand. And there's some things that you have to do and remember when things are at hand. We always say, the coffee and the donuts are back there. That's at hand. It's not offered till you go out there and pour it. Okay? You have to go out there and get it. But right now, it's at hand. Good coffee, by the way. But anyway, donuts always good. But go to Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. Says this. You got to remember this. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, to the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The streets shall be built again and a wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the Prince shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be a flood, and until the end of the world desolations are determined. And it shall confirm the covenant for many 1 week, And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifices and obligation to cease. And from the overspreading of the abomination, he shall make it desolate, even until the accumulation, and that determined shall pour upon the desolation. Now, who's it determined upon? Thy people. Now, who's thy people? Israel. And 70 weeks, that's weeks of years, according to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 3 and 4, are to determine upon Israel and Jerusalem. That's 490 years. First, there is 7 weeks, period, 49 years. And then there's 72-week period, 434 years. And after which Messiah is cut off, that's Isaiah 53, 8. I know I'm going through this rapidly, but many of you know this already. And the sanctuary, the temple, destroyed. Then there will be yet 1 week. That's what this tribulation period, times of Jacob trouble, during which the abomination, which Christ identified with the Antichrist, and the great tribulation, that's Matthew chapter 24, and verse 15 and 21, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, will take place. So you got 7 weeks, 62 weeks, then there's a gap right here, and then the final week. Now, I went through that really quick, but the new stage in God's program with Israel has begun right here. A new stage. Not quite like the ones that they did in Genesis through Malachi. Go to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 16. The law and the prophets were unto John. Law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man pressed into it. The ministry of John the Baptist marks a new beginning of the national life of Israel. And the law and the prophets prophesies exclusively until John, but with John, the announcement that the kingdom was at hand officially began. It was not at hand. It was not proclaimed to be at hand. And the gospel of the kingdom was not preached. It was prophesied in Daniel chapter 2, verse 45. But it's not at hand, the kingdom at hand, until John. And the good news became the pressing issue. Listen, the theme of that message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Go to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Listen, I'm not going to say this lightly, but these guys showed up at the right time. God had a plan. God sent that train on that track, and it don't stop, okay? And it's continued down through here, and it's rolling at the right time. Everything's going right in place. And Matthew chapter 3, verse 2 says, for thus is he. Well, go to verse 1. Of those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Didn't we just hear that from the Lord Jesus Christ? But who came first? John the Baptist, man sent from God, or Jesus Christ on this earth? John the Baptist. Chapter 4, verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew chapter 10. We've done look at these verses, but you've got to keep remembering this stuff. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not in the way of the Gentiles to any city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as ye go, preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So you had John the Baptist, kingdom of heaven at hand. You had Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The 12, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So that's the gospel. That's the message. That's a theme. And the gospel of the kingdom, we're in Matthew 4. Matthew 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogue, in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manners of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. Matthew 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues, and preaching the kingdom, gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the what? The people. Matthew 24. Verse 14. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world and for witness upon all nations, and then the end shall come. The gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. Look at Luke chapter 9. What's the gospel of the kingdom about? They're preaching the good news. And they're what also they're doing? They're healing all manners of sicknesses. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 6. Mark chapter 9, verse 6. And they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everyone. So a part of that, repent and be baptized, for the gospel of the kingdom is at hand. When you preach that, you're also going to heal people. Okay? What is Luke chapter 18? Get Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verse 31. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that were written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. So remember what we were talking about. Everything that is going down the track, everything the law and the prophets was talking about, Lord Jesus Christ knew about, and it's going to be accomplished. For he shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spite and entreated. And spit upon. And they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hidden to them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. Until John chapter 20, verse 12. The gospel of the kingdom, this is what they were supposed to do, because they didn't understand that he's supposed to go suffer and die, but yet they should have. They had the word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross and burying and rose again was not a secret, a mystery. That's Isaiah 53, Psalms 22, Psalms 2. Okay? That ain't no... Genesis 3:15, the gospel of God. Listen, Peter talked the gospel of God. Paul talked the gospel of God. And that's how they get in the church of God. Okay? The church of God. There's a body of Christ and there's a kingdom church. That's the church of God. How do you get in that? You believe that he was sending his son to die. Genesis 3:15. That's the good news. Let's go on. Identifying the believing remnant in an apostate nation. That's what that was all about. Get Luke chapter 12 and Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Ooh, time's about up. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21, verse 43. Therefore saith I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth fruits thereof. The Lord Jesus Christ is looking at the nation Israel, all them apostated leaders, okay, them holier than thou, making money off of religious systems. He said, I'm taking this kingdom away from you and giving it to a little flock. Look at Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. So when Lord Jesus Christ is this right here, this little flock, okay, he takes that nation, he takes that kingdom, he takes that authority away from the nation Israel because they apostated, and he gives it to a little flock. And he's forming that little flock. Now that little flock becomes a big flock later on, okay? But you ever notice the Lord Jesus Christ throughout the Bible always dealt with remnants of people? Look at Luke chapter, I'm trying to get through this right quick. Luke chapter 9, you're in Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. We may have to end with this one, or a couple more. Luke chapter 19. This is a long one, but it's worth it. Verse 11, Luke chapter 19, verse 11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable. Because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. Not working through some things, but immediately appear while he's... Because why? He's a king. And in order to king, you got to have a kingdom. And they thought the kingdom was coming. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man reign over us. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And it came to pass that when he was returned and having received the kingdom, so the Lord Jesus Christ leaves, comes back, then he commanded his servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that they might know how much every man had gained by trading. Not just hoarding, trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thou pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto them, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thou have gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise unto him, but thou shalt be over thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept in my napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austerous man. I probably goofed on that. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto them, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked serpent. Thou knewest that I was an austerous man, taking up that I lay not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore thou givest not thou my money into the bank, that thou may continue that I might require my own with the usury. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one that hath which shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he shall be taken away from him. But thou, my enemies, those my enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, be hithered and slay them before me. You know what that's all about? That's Isaiah chapter 1, verse 26, when he restores that judgment seat that Israel once had over here. And that's that great commission in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 7 and 8, 7 through 9, you should read that sometime. And what God is doing right here, he's gathering a government structure in his kingdom. He could not give that government structure to apostate nation. And that's why he said, fear not, little flock. And that's why he said over here, a foolish nation will I give these. I got to end right there. Time is up. But listen, in the dispensation of grace, that's where we're at right now. God is not forming a kingdom. The kingdom on earth over here. God is forming a body of Christ for the whole kingdom of God. Okay? When it's all said and done, the heaven and earth is going to be reigning under Jesus Christ, and I believe he's going to be reigning in a neutral location where he has the heaven and earth right here in front of him. And all that kingdom of God is God's. Okay? And but in the dispensation of grace, we don't have to worry about becoming a nation. As we're going to be looking through some things, that nation's going to fall, guys. And you don't want to be a part of that fallen nation. You want to be a part of a body of Christ. And how do you get in that? Believing that Christ died for your sins and buried and rose again. That you trust that for your sin payment. That his precious blood paid for that. You identify with his death. You identify with his burial. You identify his with the resurrection. That's the baptism. That's the spiritual baptism. And when you do that, he places you in a body, he seals you, he saves you, and you can't get out of it. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That's a great thing. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for the things you've given us. Freely in your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Once again, thank you for tuning in. If you want to help with the ministries, we do have a donate button on the Boxcast. We do have the donate button on www.dispensationalbiblechurch.org. If you want to write us, encourage us, drop by. Let us know. We'd love to see everybody. But until next week, let's see. Keep our saints in thought and prayer. Keep this message in thought and prayer. It may be foreign to you. It may go against everything you've ever been taught, but let me encourage you to stay with us. You know, study with us. Study these things out. We gave you verses upon verses. And one good thing about technology, until they probably take it away from us, that you can go back and re-listen to this. But I would love to hear from you. You can call us, you can write us, you can message us. Just encourage us, because we are standing. And we're withstanding. You don't have to worry about when the time comes, oh my gosh, Ed's already up here. I mean, Ed's got to stand. He's going to stand. No, I've been standing. My wife's been standing. My family's been standing. The message has been standing. Okay? So let that be encouragement. Until next week, we love you in Jesus Christ. Grace and peace.